Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show tonight. I am your host, Kimberly Meredith, and we are having a really great special show tonight with a very special guest. But before we bring her on, we are going to do a very, very important fifth dimension relaxation activation. So let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. We've had some interesting news go on in our world today. We lost a very important musician who did his work in the fifth dimension, Ozzy Osbourne. So let's say a prayer for him as he goes to the beautiful side of heaven. And let's do an angel activation right now and take a deep breath. We're going to be together for a full hour into this fifth dimension. This is called Angels in the Fifth Dimension. He was an angel. So in the fifth dimension, we bring love and light and healing. We leave the third dimensional challenges behind, and we accept the archangels when we're in the fifth dimension and the challenges that we face, and we embrace the fifth dimension. We're ready for the love and the peace and the abundance that we so deserve, bringing in the spiritual guidance of the Holy Divine. We ask the guides bless anyone that has crossed over and make this an easy crossing. Bringing in our spirit guides, our angels, and the awakening of our abilities as we live in this dimension here. And we ask every day for it to be readily and easily accessible in the fifth dimension. Let's just take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And let's say, I feel safe, I feel love, and I feel light, and I feel easier when I live in the fifth dimension. And I know God and I know the Holy Spirit more when I live in the fifth dimension. My thoughts are more focused. I feel more at ease. I feel more at rest. I feel more positive. I feel more abundance when I live in this cosmic consciousness light. I can breathe easy. I have more faith and I feel more awakened. I am healed. I can go into my shadow and I can live in that shadow work and still accept my own healing and be empathetic to people and circumstances and live in my core heart. I can feel caring to other people's hardships and have empathy for their hardships. I am protected by the Holy Spirit. I'm a messenger of the Holy Spirit. I am relaxed. I let go. I feel free. I remember this journey is a journey for myself and for everybody. We're all on this beautiful journey together. I am awakened in this beautiful fifth dimensional cosmic light. I know my angels love me and I know they love everyone. I have beautiful love and acceptance for everyone. I feel this activation going through my third eye right now and my throat chakra, my heart chakra. I know that I can accept this activation right now. I'm willing to accept the activation right now. I feel the support of my spirit guides and my angels. I know I'm supposed to be listening to this right now. I know I'm supposed to be serving and loving and healing in this dimension. Namaste. Just relax, breathe in and exhale. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and this is a very, very special night. We have a very, very special person coming on. The number here is 888-627-6008. And if you know somebody that is really, really, really needing to be on the show tonight, have prayer, healing, pass this number on to them and call in, because there's been a lot of people that I know, because I'm a spiritual teacher and healer, that have been really, really having some difficult times, really feeling alone, really feeling like they need prayer, really feeling like they need to feel community. There's people in hospitals. There's people that are feeling depressed. And this person that's coming on, she's a friend of mine. Also, she is a best-selling author of a book called Change Your Energy and Change Your Life. She is the co-founder of Gayan Kamal, the host of a really cool podcast called Zen Success Show. She's a mom. She's a corporate consultant. She's a spiritual healer. She's helped hundreds of people as a healer. She was diagnosed with cancer in 2020, and she healed herself holistically, not doing the Western medicine way. She is was a professor and at the University of Southern California, and she worked for Google, Amazon, Facebook, Paramount, Fox, and she's on a massive mission to help heal people and push this healing out to the world. And so we're going to bring her on right now. Her name is Carissa Sims, and we're going to talk about how we met each other. So, Carissa, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for that
Thank
lovely
you for being here.
Introduction and for that meditation and for Ozzy Osbourne and sending his spirit on. That was really special. I had the honor of seeing him. So that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always felt his energy was very 5D from the beginning. He's so just free spirit. And I feel his free spirit right now.
Beautiful.
So tell us about you. You know, tell us more. I know how we met each other, which was very, very cool during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can share that story about how we met. Kimberly was doing readings on Clubhouse, an audio app. And I was in the audience, and I was picked for a reading, and she tuned in to some pretty traumatic experiences that happened to me, and I really connected that to my cancer. And it was part, it ignited my healing journey, Kimberly, really.
Oh.
And and after that, you know, I did a lot of forgiving myself, forgiving others, clearing out the energy in my womb space. And then also we worked together at, I was doing readings for the Women's Network on Clubhouse as well. Yeah.
I remember
so
that.
Doing live weekly readings there. And that's kind of how I got my start doing readings. And then I would also get clients from there as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really special. So yeah, during that time when COVID hit, there wasn't anything that was, we couldn't go out, and I had found Clubhouse, and that was a very strengthening way to build community and save lives. So it was something that I was just pulled to through my guides. So let's get into talking about your background a little bit and then going into your journey as a healer.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So I have a master's in occupational therapy. So I have a medical background. I've worked in hospitals and also as an athletic trainer in college. And I was really interested in injury prevention. So I got into ergonomics, and that's how I started corporate consulting and working with companies like you mentioned, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, in helping them prevent injuries and focusing on wellness. And at the same time, I was on my own journey, and I was participating in Vipassana meditation retreats. I don't know, have you ever heard of Vipassana? It's like a Buddhist type of meditation. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, Vipassana is about feeling your body, feeling all the sensations. So there was a 10-day meditation retreat, and it was so painful. After the fourth day, I wasn't sure if I could make it through to the meditation for the 10 days. And then all of a sudden, I ascended my pain, and I was able to see images and symbols, and it was really a beautiful experience. So that really ignited my interest in the metaphysical and my own spiritual journey. And then I started following different teachers, and I went to this workshop with Master Shaw, who is a Chinese medical doctor.
I know who he is. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. So you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I know Master Shaw.
You know Master Shaw. Yeah. So I really resonated. And, you know, some of the people that work with him, they speak the language of the soul. And I also started speaking light language, which I also think is the language of the soul.
Right.
So when I went to one of his workshops, he saw me in the audience and did this, took me up on stage. There was thousands of people, and he said, "Transmission." He said, "You are a healer." And then Kimberly, all of a sudden, I felt like he truly removed like these blocks and my belief in myself to that I could be a healer, because I had always gone to other healers. And then all of a sudden, hundreds of people were standing in line waiting for me to heal them, and I could see their blocks.
Oh, wow.
So that was at a workshop with Master Shaw.
Nice.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that was about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah, my literary agent was his agent and produced all his books. So that's how I heard of him, and I've had some calligraphies of his.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful healing calligraphy. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've also had him on my show, Zen Success Show. But it was, so I did start healing friends and helping people with like minor back pain and things. But I didn't start really charging for healing and see it as an energy exchange until about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's
when I started
having healing clients. Yeah.
Okay. And did you want to tell our audience about how the light language comes through you when you're doing the light language?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the sound will come through like a song, like, and then other times it'll be sound like a different language, like so it just flows through me. And sometimes when the frequency is high, like around you, I feel a really high frequency, and there's a lot of support from the other side around you. And so my frequency automatically raises, and then the light language comes through easier.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that in healing people? Is that like part of your healing, the light language in your session?
I do. Yeah. And so in a healing session, I'll do a guided meditation. So I start off with an intuitive reading and anything, you know, that they need help on. And we usually focus on one or two things. And then during the healing, let's say there's an area like the lower back that is hurting, then I will focus that energy and light language and sound a little bit like sound healing. You know,
yeah, I love that,
that sound. Yeah, we'll go into their back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can do some couple of those on some people here tonight.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to.
Do you mm-hmm. feel like you're tapping into, do you think that you are tapping into, are you channeling like for the star seeds, or do you feel like that's a part of what you're tapping into? Is the light language coming from that, some source of that?
You know what? I've never thought about the source of it, because it's coming through so naturally, but I just tuned in, and it feels intergalactic. It feels, from the stars. It does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Share a little bit about the book that you wrote to everybody.
Oh,
in case they want to pick it up.
Yeah. Change Your Energy, Change Your Life is...
Love that title.
Thank you. It was about trapped emotions, specifically anger that I had in me. And then I talk about ancestral emotions, that sometimes the emotions are not yours, but they are yours to heal. So if maybe ancestors, great-grandmothers, they might have had trapped emotions, and that sometimes you might even not realize it can come inside of you. And that happened to me. I had repressed anger that was not just mine. I had some, I'm sure, of my own, but most of it was ancestral from my maternal line. And I tuned into that and was able to clear that and really feel the peace within me instead of like an anxiety. When I had that repressed anger, it was coming up as anxiousness and then also exploding at my kids, reacting in, you know, not like not an angry way because I was repressing it, but just snapping, being a little bit rude. So I would say that was the state that I was in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. So when people pick, does it have tools in there for that? Like, what does it have in the book to help people? Does it have some tools?
So, yes, I go into exercises. It's categorized by my story. So I share my own story and journey. And then at the end of each chapter, there's different exercises that you can do to help get in touch with your emotions, clear your emotions, and really embrace your emotions. And I came into this feeling of radical acceptance of all of who I am, which I felt was part of my healing journey as well. And I should note that, Kimberly, that this book was before I was diagnosed with cancer. So it doesn't have my cancer journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to ask that. Also, the book is on Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that where you sell it?
It's available on Amazon. Yeah, and Kindle as well.
Great.
Yeah. And I need to write that, my cancer journey, for sure. But it's not available yet.
Okay. Do you want to touch on that just real quick about the cancer? Like, what exactly happened?
Yeah, I mean, this is like... When you did a reading on me, you also sensed this, that I had trapped energy from trauma, from childhood, and also later on in life, a rape. And I needed to clear that energy. I had repressed that, those situations, because I didn't want to be seen as a victim. I kind of, was more in my masculine and really covering that part of me up so that I could hide and not share that side of me. So I think that was part of it. It's like healing that trauma and the shame and kind of cleansing that out of my womb space and area. And then I also started talking to my body. That was part of my healing. So I started talking to my cells. I started visualizing my whole lower body being cleansed, like water coming through and healing me and connecting with the spirit realm and just asking for healing every day and asking my body, what message do you have for me? So I really tuned in. I think prior to that, when I was diagnosed, I was disconnected from my body. My mind, body, and spirit were definitely not one. They were not aligned. And this cancer journey, I would say, is a gift. Was a gift. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. People, when they get sick or they have pain in parts of their body, there's different parts of the body, like the liver or the breast and the kidneys. And when we're in pain, we start to get upset or angry towards the different organs. Well, what happens is that when we start thanking those organs for functioning. We start saying thank you to the organs. We start giving those organs some love, and we write down those. So when I do readings on people and I tell those certain organs that are not functioning properly, we start giving them a number. I go in and start teaching people how to start healing their organs through loving those organs. They start turning a different direction and start healing, because
that's
you're
incredible.
Switching the thoughts of which organs need more help. So if an organ is close to like a 10, they're doing really well. If the organ is below the 5, it's struggling. And then they'll go into a doctor and they'll get a report back saying, she's correct, those organs are failing. Then you start going into action where you normally will start getting upset at those organs. To say if you've got cancer in a certain organ, you're like upset at it. You're like you're saying, you send love to it and healing, you know, and then all of a sudden you start seeing a reverse with your body. It starts to feel better.
That's exactly what happened to me. You're
exactly
completely accurate. And I discovered that on my own. And, you know, it would have been good for me to book a session with you.
Well, we've got a lot of callers waiting for you right now. People want to talk to you. They want an activation. They want your activation light language healing. So I don't know, but we can return to this conversation after we do a few of those. But we're going to go to break right now. Everybody.
Okay.
We are excited because Chris is with us, and we're going to go to a quick little break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to see her do her live activation healing sessions. Yay! We'll be right back. We're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google the Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible. And yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. So we are here with Carissa Sims, and her website is carissasims.com. And I'm Kimberly Meredith, and we're going to do some fun galactic activations. So first caller is Sue from Minnesota, and I'm going to do some healing too. Sue.
Wonderful.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're coming. Yes. Welcome, Sue.
Thank you. Sue. Good evening, ladies.
Do you have a question for us? Good evening.
I was informed today that I have H. pylori, which it helps me to understand why I've been having so many digestion problems.
In
the process, still trying to detox heavy metals and mycotoxins. I'm just wondering if there's anything the guides can do for support to make this a smooth, easy process for me and to shorten time if possible so that it's faster than it's supposed to be a minimum 2 months for H. pylori. And because I'm doing it with natural supplements versus the antibiotics, I did not want to go that route. And with heavy metal detox, it can take.
Yeah. I mean, I can't give medical advice on air, but if you want to do a private with me, of course I can do it that way. But, you know, with something as serious as H. pylori, you have to be very, very careful with just doing the Eastern medicine. But we can do an activation healing for you right now. I think that would be lovely. What do you say, Carissa?
That sounds great. I would love.
Yeah. Healing. And also,
would
you want to make
open
sure
to that, Sue?
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to finish one thought from the guides. They are saying to make sure you're drinking really good water, like you're not drinking tap water and you're not drinking just alkaline water. Because with H. pylori, there's also a lot to do with diet and also a lot to do with the kind of water you're hydrating yourself with, and definitely staying away from salads and things like that.
All right.
Okay. Great. Okay. So let's do that.
I just wanted to share a zeolite was coming to me. I guess it's a detoxifying component. So anyway, but do your own research and feel what feels right for you. So,
all right. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. All right. Are we going to do this together, Kimberly?
I'm going to send some activation through my blinking eyes.
Okay.
And do the activating that way, and my hands through her body, activating the cell memories in her DNA cells throughout her body and going into her gut.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so Kimberly's going to do her process, and I'm going to do my process here, Sue. So, soul of Sue, soul of her digestive system, soul of intestines, small intestine, large intestine, okotiki, natakayatia. Please come in on this healing. I'm calling in those parts of your body. Uko natakayatia, shenatake, natokoyatika, shenatia. The cells. The organs in this area, please work together in harmony to allow this to be resolved quickly and for her highest and best good. Let her know the purpose of this for her journey. We cannot take away her healing journey as it is a gift. We can only maybe shorten it, give her inspiration and hope, strength and courage to find alignment, the right doctors and healers. Now I'm going to send energy to that area and in blocks. Let's take those up. Just receive. There's soul of Sue, soul of all the organs, intestines in this area. We love you. We honor you and respect you. You have the power to heal yourself and do a good job. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All the light beings and guides that joined us in this healing, please return. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Sue, you can call your energy back to you. Call my energy back to me.
Thank you, Carissa.
Yeah.
Let us know when you're Sue, about finished.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, and Sue, you can communicate with your body, ask it for a message, and ask for healing for your highest and best good. You know, visualize the outcome, visualize yourself healed, send love to that area of your body. And I'm sending you so much love and blessings, and I'm complete, Kimberly. Thank you.
Thanks. Are you there, Sue?
Yes. Thank you, ladies. It does feel a little bit calmer.
Yeah. So I'm going to just come in on that. Thank you so much, Carissa. I just want to stay a little loud because we're live on radio. So we want to keep our voices up a little bit so people can hear us. So I want to say that I saw a lot of black gunk, a lot of black kind of energy around the lower small intestinal tract. So I was pulling some of that out when Carissa was doing some of the work. And so it's very important to make sure you're not detoxing right now, they're telling me.
Okay.
And that you're boosting your immune system. You're getting a lot of hydration. Okay?
Yeah. So
thank you for calling in. And I really loved that, what Carissa did. I felt a really high vibration going through your body. And I felt like when you just said that you felt something coming in, like I felt you were accepting the energy coming through the body. I did feel that too. Yeah, it was amazing. Cool. I felt a real stream of light going through you. And I was doing an activation through the top of your crown chakra, going through your eyes and through the body. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Blessings
to you. Bye. So I just want everybody to know that I work with the Palladians and the Syrians, and I'm really happy that Carissa came on today and we're doing the light language. So let's take the next caller. So Dave from Minnesota is on the line.
Oh, that's funny. Our last caller was from Minnesota. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you? What can we help you
with? I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. We are great.
Yeah.
Good.
What can we help you
with? Okay. Mine is, the other caller in Minnesota was my wife, Sue, by the way. my call is about, I haven't had sense of taste or smell for about 9 years, 10 years, and I'm looking for help with that.
And have you gone to anyone to get a checkup on that?
Yep, I've been to doctors and doing acupuncture, kinesiology.
Would the doctor say about you not having any sense of taste or smell for 9 years?
They just kind of don't know. They have no idea. So I'm not a big fan of the doctor stuff anyway, so we do more natural stuff. And, with all the other things we've ever done, and it just nothing comes. I mean, once in a blue moon, like this one.
Yeah, my guides are not giving me anything right now because I probably have to do a full body scan on you on my 60-minute sessions to go through every single thing in your body, which is what I do with Edgar Cayce. For me, just to rattle something off super fast, it would be an injustice to you, like on air right now. but we can do an activation healing on you. But it's probably something immune system-wise are telling me you've been hit with. First thing I thought of was COVID, but if it's been that long, you know, I'm not quite sure right now. They're not letting me say anything right now on air.
Yeah, way before COVID.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But they're definitely saying it's an immune system issue, and it can be fixed.
Good.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
I was just feeling a little bit of fear and a block with that. So
yeah.
I think an activation
to release the fear would be great.
Yeah. But definitely take Kimberly's advice to heart. It's very important what she's saying about the immune system. Okay. So, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to do this together again, Kimberly. Wonderful. Yeah. Okay. So Dave, go ahead and just relax and get into a comfortable position. I'm going to call.
Yeah. The area I see that there's a lot of fear is around the chest and the lungs. Where I'm going to be doing the activation. So if you want to, if you want to sit back and just kind of open your arms, and I'm going to be doing the upper lungs and upper shoulders. I don't know if you ever had pain in your shoulders or your chest or your lungs. They're also talking about your heart. I don't know if you have blood pressure issues, but they are talking about your heart.
Okay, no, my blood pressure is fine. I do have problems with my lungs sometimes,
They're talking about your
shoulders.
Yeah, they're talking about your heart and your lungs. Your heart and your blood pressure are not getting an okay for me. Your lungs are actually getting a negative for me also.
Okay. Dear soul.
Okay, so I'm going to let you go for it now. We'll start.
Okay. Dear soul of Dave, soul of his body, lungs, chest, throat, heart.
Okay, let's go. I'm ready. Because we got other callers. Okay.
You have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job.
Ready to release that fear.
Just let it go, transmute it. Dear soul and spirit, Dave, you have the power to
take
heal
a
yourself.
Deep breath, a Dave, job. And breathe it out.
I am.
And release.
Good.
Good. Now, soul of organs, the lungs, the chest, sending you so much love, light, and healing in this journey. May you have the courage to release the fear and the blocks that are holding you back.
And so it is.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
And call your energy back to you. Thank you. Any light beings that joined us in this healing, please return. Thank you. Okay.
Beautiful, Chris. I love when you go up, when you're tapping into your soul, beings that are with you and they're going through the body, with you, and you go into that, energy frequency. It's beautiful. Dave, how do you feel?
I feel a lot lighter, so I'm happy. We'll have to see. I'll have to try eating something and see if I have any taste or smell.
Yeah. And also, it's probably going to be some other things too that I could tap into. Also, I am getting you have a relative around you that's watching over you and in your field that's trying to help you too.
Nice.
I don't know if you connect to the afterlife or you know that you have a relative around you all the time from the other side.
I did not know that.
Okay. I don't know if you follow my show or what, or you just a new caller, but this, I do readings from the other side.
Okay. No, I appreciate it.
Yeah. So thanks for being a new caller. It looks like it's a man. Did your father pass away?
Yes, he did.
Yeah. It looks like it's your dad. Yeah, he's saying that he's watching over you and he's helping you. But mm-hmm. this is, you know, in my opinion, anything over a year that you have something going on over a year is too long. Anything over a year is too long.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so it's time to make a change and figure it out. But he's also telling me there's something else going on besides your situation that's happening. So anyway, hopefully we can touch base. Okay.
Yes,
thank you so much for calling
you.
On my show. Thank you. God bless.
Good session with Kimberly. Sounds like there's more to dive into there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think we have someone on the call. We have somebody from Florida.
Okay.
I don't remember. I think, yes, Sandy. We have Sandy from Florida. I knew there was somebody here.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. Hello. Would you like to ask Krissa about?
Well, I have several things, but I think what I'm going to go with is, well, first of all, I want to tell you, when you were doing the reading on, the healing on Dave, I really felt that in my heart chakra.
I felt it.
I have a lump on the top of my foot and I haven't been to a physician about it because I've done some research online and I thought it was the result of an injury that didn't heal correctly.
Right.
And I've had plantar fasciitis in both feet, and it is in both feet. And I also had, I had some kind of a strain. I think it was on my Achilles.
Okay. So what is your question about it?
Do you pick up anything on that, or?
Well, you know, I'm not supposed to diagnose things, but my guides my guides are just saying it's definitely something you should probably go get checked out, you know, because when you say what's going on, they're going, no, 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 my guides. Do you know what I do, right, with my, because, you know, I'm blinking and I sign language. I'm a well-known medical intuitive. So if my guides were not blinking, no, 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 then it would be something they're just not interested in. They're putting their nose up to it and they're, you know, they're like, no, but they're saying they don't like it. So it's something definitely to go get it checked out. I always say check things out, better to look into something than not. And when we get things that pop up, it's a lot of times because our immune system is crashing and maybe it's something else besides that going on throughout your body that needs attention. So, definitely something that you should look at. And maybe there's a vitamin deficiency going on your body on top of it.
So then rather than a regular medical physician, because I have inquired with them, maybe a podiatrist?
I mean, yeah, a podiatrist, but also looking at your immune system, too, on top of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but start somewhere, definitely. Oh. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and there in our tests that you can do for mineral and vitamin deficiencies in your body that can be extremely helpful and point you on a path. And then also Kimberly does readings, nutritional readings to help you avoid things. So it definitely feels like a buildup of toxins and just like a manifestation of that. So I definitely agree. A podiatrist
would be wonderful, because it might need to be removed to have proper blood circulation to the foot, so you don't have additional problems. So anyway, that was what I was getting.
You're breaking up.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
A little bit.
Oh,
but
sorry about that.
Yeah, so like 1 to 5, when I ask my spirit team about your immune system, they're telling me 5 would mean your immune system is really rocking, great. They're saying your immune system is about a 2.5. So
really?
If you, yeah, it's not at the top right now. It's kind of a little bit low. That's why I said your immune is not as great as it could be. And that could be, you know, when people do sessions with me, they're shocked when, and sometimes they're not. An immune system being really, really high, really cooking great, there's many factors that go into that. People are taking vitamins. They think they eat really clean. Their vitamins could be the wrong kinds of brands, having lots of fillers. I have people that come on into sessions with me and say, I have the best vitamins. They're taking vitamins that have dyes in them. They're drinking refrigerator water. They're drinking lots of things and eating lots of things that maybe we have really good intention, but they're actually not absorbing in the body. They're the wrong kinds of things they're taking in, but they do look like they're good, but they're not.
Well, the majority of the vitamins that I take are organic, and the majority of the food that I eat is organic.
They're giving me a negative link when you just said that. So maybe there's something that's not actually working properly, or maybe you're taking too many vitamins. So this also can go
maybe.
On too. And when if you take too many vitamins and your liver and your gallbladder are overworking, and then you're not absorbing them. So I can only go by what my eyes blink and the numbers they're blinking to me right now. And I'm not in it. I'm just the middleman. That's why I'm called a medium.
No, I understand.
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle of this thing. Yeah, yeah. And then if they blinked that everything was cool, then I wouldn't be telling you that. Yeah. So something maybe,
no,
maybe some of them are okay, but other ones are not. So this is what I do for a living. I sit there and people bring things to me and I'll go, nope, yes, nope, yes, nope, yes. And a lot of times, a bag of like 15 things go down to 5 things. So anyway, Krista, do you want to do like a quick, cause we have like, another person on the line, but do you want to do like a quick activation? I want to do an activation. Yeah, let's
that
do an activation
great.
On Sandy. And okay, let's go.
And I did. Perfect. I did want to say,
if you want an activation, do you want an activation?
I do.
Okay,
you
let's
do
an activation healing.
Okay,
we're running out of time, and I want to do one more person's on the line. I want to talk about you before we go. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Sandy.
Okay, I just want everybody to know where I'm going into the activation on Sandy. Take a deep breath. My guides. Okay, my guides are going into Sandy. Okay, Sandy, are you ready? They're going. Okay, they're going into your sinuses and are also going into your thyroid, and they want to go to. They keep going around your crown chakra, your head, and your sinuses for some reason. And they want to go into your gut area. Okay, so here we go. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead, Krista.
Dear soul and spirit of Sandy, you have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job. Receive this healing. All of Sandy's organs, her body systems, her immune system. Now it's time to harmonize. I command you to work together and heal Sandy and detoxify her body in divine perfect timing. Blocks that are stopping Sandy from healing. Let's remove them now.
Yes, release it now out of her body. Now,
out of her body.
Body now.
Dear soul and spirit of Sandy, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please return all the organs and body systems, immune system. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have the power to heal yourself even after this healing. Yes. Please continue to heal.
Shake your hands out. I see it leaving through her sinus area and down through her throat. And then put your hand over your throat, Sandy, and swallow. Namaste.
Thank you. You can call your energy back to you, Sandy. Call my energy back to me.
Saying, I am healed.
Yes. Say that affirmation.
Carissa, amazing. Thank you. How are you feeling, Sandy?
I feel great. Thank you. That's really funny, Kimberly. I know you're
Thank you for calling in. And if you want to reach me, I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com, and you can give us any feedback of how you felt tonight with Carissa's work and mine. And we want to just say, I am doing a galactic event in September, and hopefully Carissa will come on and do some of her activations. But I'll be doing activations in September at thehealingtrilogy.com. Please, I'm inviting you. It's a free event, and it's on Eventbrite, and it's at thehealingtrilogy.com. We'll be doing light language activations in the starseed realm, calling in the Palladians. And this is going to be very, very healing, and I'm getting chills right now. So please come to thehealingtrilogy.com and look for that event.
I will. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for coming. Yes, I feel you're going to have a shift. So we have time for one more caller, and then call back again. We're going to be having a show in another week. And I wanted to say I'm so happy, Carissa, you came on tonight. This has been so fun having you here. So we have right now that's coming on, one more caller. Pam.
Oh, hi, Kimberly and Carissa.
Hi. Thank you, Pam. We have time for your closing caller.
If I can get some healing there's a pain running right down my right side, lower back, down to my toes, and it kind of tingles. I've been for physiotherapy for about 6 weeks, and the pain doesn't seem to go away. It's eased up a bit, but it's still there, lingering.
Okay, I'm going to give this to Carissa. What do you think? Where do you feel it's coming from? How would you go about this if she,
Yeah, so I'm seeing neurological pinch in the neck and also sciatic.
Yes.
I'm seeing those two pinch points. And there's a lot of stuck energy in those points. It's not just about the discs. It's also some energetic blockages. So so there's a lot you can do physically. Obviously, you can do that. But Kimberly and I can help address this energetically and see if we can release some of that tonight.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Great.
Does that sound good? Do you want to say something, Kimberly?
Yeah, no, I felt that was spot on, your reading, and I feel like I'm really drawn to the back of the C2 and
C3.
And I feel like when I say that C2, C3, my guides are going, yes, 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 and I'm getting chills. So I will go in that area right now and start activating the healing there.
Okay. That sounds
good. So Pam, just open your hands, take a deep breath, concentrate on the third eye. I'm going to call in the angels and the Palladian energy.
Yes. Dear soul and spirit of Pam, you have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job. Soul and spirit of the spine, the discs.
Holy Spirit.
I'm just sending love to that area.
Healing light force.
Spirit of the spine, spinal cord, the power to heal. Expand, expand, expand light. Keep visualizing your discs expanding and the light coming in.
Yes, good. Take a deep breath. Healing light force.
Now focus on your sciatic area.
Mm-hmm.
Sending love to this area.
It's going into the C2, C3. Take a deep breath.
Dear soul, spirit of Pam's spine, her spinal discs, and the surrounding musculature structures, you have the power to heal yourself. Work together in harmony now. Any blocks from her healing?
No, I cleared the block in the C2, C3. Gone. Everyone listening at home, if you have anything going on, take your hand and put it on the area. You're listening to Carissa Sims. Good. It's amazing. Take a deep breath. Thank you. Namaste.
Call me.
How are you? So much lighter. Thank you.
Good.
I know. I'm feeling lighter, too. Thank you, Pam. You can always email us and tell you how you are. Thank you for calling in. Carissa, tell everybody where they can find you if they want to do healing with you.
Yeah, you can go to my website, carissasims.com, and my email is carissasims333@gmail.com, and you can reach out and let me know that you heard me on the Kimberly Meredith Show.
Yes, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And I'm feeling like we could do this for a whole other hour. It's just amazing doing this, these healings together. It's amazing. And
I know,
everybody.
I never thought about it. What a bonus. I was so excited that you were going to do it with me.
Yeah. And tell everybody what your book is again, where they can pick up your book and the name.
Yeah. Change Your Energy, Change Your Life, A Journey from Anger to Peace. It's on Amazon.
Right. Change Your Energy, yes. Change Your Life. It's on Amazon. Change Your Energy, mm-hmm. Change Your Life on Amazon. And once again, everybody, my website is thehealingtrilogy.com, and we're going to be doing, if you want to come, we're going to have this DNA Galactic Meditation free event in September, and hopefully Carissa will come. I would love that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I would love that too.
Yes. And then any last words before we go that you would like to share with everybody that's in your heart?
Yes. Although it may not seem like it at the time, sometimes our pain has a purpose and a message for us. And don't miss out on the journey. And you can always ask, when you feel like your journey is complete, you can ask the disease or the pain to leave when you feel like you have learned what you've meant to learn. Thank you.
Boy, that is really beautiful and so true. Thank you for being on the show tonight. And thank you for all the callers calling in and everybody that had a shift tonight, because I feel like I definitely did. So God bless you.
Thank you. What a blessing. Thank you, everyone.